So this coming Wednesday, Impact Fairfield County, one of the country's leading female giving organizations, is going to be awarding five finalists transformational grants for as much as $100,000. We're going to learn more about these nonprofits and this collective giving organization whose mission is simply to empower women to engage in local philanthropy right after this reminder. Besides being a great way to meet people and enjoy all the healthy benefits of yoga at a park or community center near you, yoga in our city is rooted in the Aspen Institute's 2-Gen public policy to advance social equity and economic justice using a whole family approach to achieve multi-generational prosperity. This movement works to make yoga and mindfulness inclusive and accessible to everyone, and its volunteers and instructors have worked with over 50 organizations across Connecticut to deliver this free wellness programming to 15,000-plus individuals. Want to get involved? Just visit yogainourcity.com. Well, we're so pleased to bring back an organization because y'all know how the award-winning For the People Loves grassroots causes, and Impact Fairfield County is one of them. They're a collective giving organization whose mission is to empower women to engage in local philanthropy through deeper knowledge and active participation in grant making. It unites women by pooling membership funds to provide large transformational grants to nonprofits across Fairfield County. And since its inception, under a decade ago, they have provided almost $2 million in grant funds to local nonprofits. I'm so pleased to welcome two representatives from the organization. Jenny San Jose is with us. We've spoken with her in the past. So pleased to also welcome a new friend from Impact Fairfield County, Kristen Rosenbaum. Thank you guys for coming on this morning and to share some even better news about what's going on with your organization since last we talked. First of all, beyond the introduction, let's flesh that out a little bit more. Kristen, explain to the folks that are listening about the structure and sort of the operational logistics of how Impact Fairfield County works.
Sure. Thanks for having us, John. This year, we have 281 members, which is our highest membership to date, which is very exciting. And how we work is it's an $1,100 membership fee to join, and we pool the collection that we get from our 281 women, and then we go through a grant cycle process. So we invite nonprofits in Fairfield County to apply. It's a relatively detailed application process. There's sort of two levels. The first level is an LOI, and we have a group of women who join in that early stage to review the applications, end up culling some of them out, and then the next group moves on, and our entire membership is invited to go through that next process and looking at the full applications. So this year we had over 200 women sign up to participate in that process, evaluating the applications. Not quite the full 200 actually ended up working on it. Just, you know, everyone gets busy and sure, sometimes meeting times don't work out. But I would say we probably had at least 150 show up to at least one meeting or one site visit. So then we go through the process of evaluating the applications, going on site visits, and then finally we invite five finalists to present to us, which is happening next week on Wednesday, May 8th. And those finalists will present to our entire membership, and then real time we will vote on who receives the two $100,000 grants, and then the remaining funds will go and be split among the three runner-ups.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, what is your total membership at this point for the organization?
We have 281 members this year. So it's an annual membership. So it changes year to year. And we hope that many of the women who were members this year will continue to be members next year. But so we raise a sort of a fund each year, depending on how many women join. So since we had 281 women join this year, we have $281,000 that we'll be distributing to our five finalists.
So I'm sure there are going to be a lot of folks that are listening both on the air and to the podcast who think that this might be a great organization to be part of. What is the process by which an individual can approach and be considered as a member to Impact Fairfield County?
Jenny, you want to answer that?
Of course. Yeah, we would welcome all women across Fairfield County to join us. As Kristen said, it's an annual membership. So each year we build our membership cycle again. Starting right now, you can renew or join us for our 2024-25 grant year, which will be our 10th year, as you alluded to, John. We're really excited to celebrate our decade of impact. So anyone can go onto our website, which is impactffc.org, and you'll find a Join Now button. There's a very simple membership form where you can fill out your information and contribute the $1,100, which is our membership fee. $1,000 of that all goes directly to grant funds, and then $100 of that supports our overhead costs. So it's $1,000 in and $1,000 out each year. So depending on the number of members that we build, that determines our grant pool, as Kristen mentioned.
Very good. So this year, when did the qualifications for the grantees begin? When did you start vetting these applications?
So we start that in the fall.
Go ahead, Jenny.
So in September, we open up the application cycle. We have an information session for all interested nonprofits, where we kind of run down how our grant process works, what's unique about our process, give them an overview of the applications, and then they are welcome to start submitting their LOIs from October till November, and then we evaluate those in December. If they're invited to submit a full proposal, that happens in January, and they'll submit that in February. We review those from March through April, and then we make the determinations on the finalist, and then they present to us in May.
Since the organization's inception in 2015, how has the pool of potential grantees grown?
That's a great question. The first couple years when we were new, we did not, I don't know the exact numbers, but I want to say it was sort of 30 to 40 applicants. But it quickly spread throughout the nonprofit world in Fairfield County, how we're a wonderful organization and this opportunity to not only get the funding, but also be introduced to a whole slew of active, interested women. It's pretty unique. So quickly, we started getting between 60 and 70 applications each year. And it's held steady for the last several years at about that point. We do get some returning applicants. So if an applicant does not move forward one year, they often will apply again and again and again. And in fact, one of our full $100,000 grantees, she applied every single year and then finally won on maybe year six or seven. So we do get some returning applicants. And of course, we get some new applicants every year as well, which is very exciting.
Very good.
And in fact, in this year's five finalists, there is a mix where there's organizations who have applied for many years. This is their first time coming to present as a finalist. And then there's organizations who this is their first time applying at all, and they've reached the finalist stage. So it really can vary from year to year.
Very good. Well, let's turn our attention to these finalists in conjunction with the driving force under which they're considered, which is providing a transformational idea about their organization that they wanted to fund with these grants. Let's start with the Boys and Girls Club of Stamford. Can either of you talk about what they're hoping to achieve if they are considered for the big money?
Yes, Boys and Girls Club of Stamford, they are a repeat applicant, so we're excited to see them as a finalist this year. And they are actually introducing a mental health aspect to their program. So mm-hmm. what they do, as many Boys and Girls Clubs across America do, is they provide after-school activities, educational programming, health, and to students. And this is, they want to introduce a access to mental health for their students, which is, you know, exciting, melding sort of an aftercare program hmm. as well as a mental health program.
Great. How about Teaching Matters?
So Teaching Matters, this is an organization that's fairly new to applying to IMPACT, and they are looking to bring in teacher coaching and training into early childhood classrooms. Mm. And what's interesting with them is they have a very successful model that has worked in New York City, and they are looking to bring that model to Bridgeport. So they have a partner lined up, and they have a plan about how they are going to help improve early childhood learning in Bridgeport.
How about the finalist, Optimus Healthcare?
So Optimus is looking to hire a patient navigator. Optimus Healthcare is one of the largest sort of lower income healthcare providers in Fairfield County. And they are looking to improve the maternal mortality rate for black women in the county. Mm. They piloted the program in Bridgeport and saw an incredible result. And they're just hoping to replicate that. And they've been around for a long time. And we're excited to see them as one of our finalists.
Great. Filling in the Blanks is one of the other five finalists for this year's Impact Fairfield County Grants. Tell us more about Filling in the Blanks.
Yes, so Filling in the Blanks is a food donation service in Fairfield County. And typically they would send home food for kids who are on free lunch program or need food to cover them over the weekends when they're not in school. And they have a new project idea for a mobile food pantry with a farmer's market model, including culturally sensitive foods and allowing recipients to shop for the foods with dignity. So it's exciting to think of them kind of extending into a new area.
Fantastic. And last but certainly not least, Jewish Family Services of Greenwich. We've heard about this organization. What is the transformational idea that they're bringing forth as a finalist this year for Impact Fairfield County?
So they would like to use the Impact grant to purchase a van, which would enable them to do a number of things. They would be able to transport elderly clients to doctor appointments. They would help to transport refugee families. They would help get remove barriers to getting to mental health appointments. I think a van is kind of a universal. They would be able to do everything for their clients, which is, you know, what they struggle with. Transportation is one of the things they struggle with today.
Okay. And let's wrap it up and give you a break, Jenny, and go back to Kristen Rosenbaum. Kristen, the May 8th event is looming. Is this something that is open to the public and still has seats available if folks want to get in at the last minute and participate and maybe learn more about your organization?
Absolutely. Obviously, only our membership will be able to vote for the winners of the grants, but it is open to the public. We encourage our members to bring guests. We'd love for people to come and learn about us, learn about the nonprofits in their community, and hopefully think about joining us for next year. But yes, it's at Woodway Country Club in Darien on Wednesday, May 8th, and We hope to see many faces there, new and old.
Fantastic. As we get into the last couple minutes of conversation, Kristen, talk a little bit about what brought you to this organization. How did you hear about it, and what was your journey through to the leadership role that you now play?
So, the two founders of Impact Fairfield County are friends of mine. So that's initially how I heard about Impact, and that's initially why I joined. And I quickly became impressed with their vision and the introduction to the incredible nonprofits throughout our community. Additionally, I loved meeting the women, many of whom were new faces, and they were not friends of mine. I'd never met them before. I live in Greenwich, and the opportunity to meet people from all over Fairfield County was fantastic. And they're people who are like-minded with me. They value bettering the community. They want to get involved in the community. So, I was thrilled from day one to become a part of it. Initially, I was part of the Financial Review Committee. I have a finance background, and I enjoyed that so much, I ended up co-chairing the Finance Review Committee for several years. And then our co-presidents, Richard Jenny and Catherine Lumby, invited me to become their vice president last year, and then I've rolled up into co-president role with Jenny this year, and it's been an exciting ride, and I've loved every minute of it. Busy, and I'm learning constantly.
Excellent. Jenny, how about you? Remind us what brought you to this organization in the last minute or so that we have.
Yeah, sure. Like Kristen, I was also introduced to Impact through a friend who I think one of the really interesting things about Impact is that if you're a member, you take to this model, you can't wait to tell your friends about it. And you know like-minded women who would love to really get involved and be a part of this. And that's how we find most of our members. So I was introduced through a friend, was really intrigued by this model of giving. Once I got involved, I just loved it. And it's been different every year. It's been better and better every year. And I've learned so much about the nonprofits in this community. And there's so many that I had not heard of before being involved with Impact. And now I just consider them to be so special. And, you know, I look for what they're doing and keep tabs on them and, you know, try to volunteer and help them in any way that I can. But it's really been an eye-opening experience. And I feel like I've learned so much.
That's awesome. Since 2015, Impact Fairfield County has provided nearly $2 million in grant funding to local nonprofits through the advocacy and generosity of the women who come to the organization. They engage in local philanthropy through deeper knowledge and active participation in grant making. And it also unites women by pooling membership funds to provide these transformational grants to nonprofit organizations, as well as supporting their own infrastructure. If you'd like to learn more and meet our guests, Kristen and Jenny, of course, you're welcome to go to impactffc.org and get your tickets to the upcoming Grant Awards celebration coming up this Wednesday on May 8th at Woodway Country Club in Darien, or just reach out through their website about possibly participating yourself. Ladies, thank you so much. Best of luck with the finalists at your event this week. And we're looking forward to hearing what's in store for 2025. You'll be breaking that $2 million mark, I'm sure. And we can't wait to hear about it. So thanks for reaching out to us to talk more about Impact Fairfield County.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month long quick deals. Yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong. Check out the song. Best gift and core. Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees.
Saving with ease.
Lights for your house. Lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs. Mattresses to sheets. Better you. Everything home. These things in chrome.
Here's a quick plug. Area roads.
Fast shipping. Wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season. Win the season.